Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Special Issue, Eco-Friendly Sustainable Management, 2023. Article Number 17. Analysis of environmental health risks from exposure to polyethylene terephthalate microplastics in refilled drinking. Author, S. Kasim Affliation, Department of Environmental Health, Faculty of Public Health, Hasanuddin University, 90245 JL Tamilanria, Makassar, Indonesia. Author, Dud Affliation, Department of Environmental Health, Faculty of Public Health, Hasanuddin University, 90245 JL Tamilanria, Makassar, Indonesia. Author, A.B. Bairoda Affliation, Department of Environmental Health, Faculty of Public Health, Hasanuddin University, 90245 JL Tamilanria, Makassar, Indonesia. Author, Malangi Affliation, Department of Environmental Health, Faculty of Public Health, Hasanuddin University, 90245 JL Tamilanria, Makassar, Indonesia. Author, A.I. Arundhana Affliation, Faculty of Medicine and Health, The University of Sydney, Camperdown, New South Wales 2050, Australia. Author, A. Rasul Affliation, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Centre for Sulawesi and Maluku Ecoregion Development Control, Makassar, Indonesia. Author, M. Hatta Affliation, Department of Oceanography, Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Science, Hasanuddin University, 90245 JL Tamilanria, Makassar, Indonesia. Corresponding author, A.B. Bairoda. Abstract, background and objectives. Microplastic pollution has a far and wide presence in the surroundings. It can be encountered in the sea, wastewater, freshwater, food, air, and water sources. It is even present in refilled drinking water. This study aims to analyze environmental health dangers of the exposure to polyethylene terephthalate microplastics in refilled water sources in Tamanggapa, Makassar City, Indonesia. Methods: this research is an observational study with an environmental health risk analysis. Sampling was conducted in Tamanggapa, Makassar City, Indonesia. A total of 100 respondents were involved. Additionally, 20 samples of refilled drinking water were examined in the laboratory using the Fourier transform infrared test. Data analysis was carried out by calculating the intake and risk quotient values. If risk quotient 1, it is considered necessary to carry out risk management. Findings: an average polyethylene terephthalate microplastic concentration of 0.0052 mg per kilogram per day, an average intake rate of 210 mg per kilogram per day, an average exposure frequency of 350 days, an average exposure duration of 30 years. Average intake exposure to polyethylene terephthalate microplastics above 0.0004, and an average risk quotient value above 1 were obtained. If they build up in the body, microplastics may have harmful consequences, including organ inflammation, internal or external damage, and chemical alteration of plastics that have already entered the body. Conclusion: some measures of risk management that can be performed are to reduce the concentration of risk agents if the pattern and timing of consumption cannot be changed, reduce the consumption pattern, intake rate, if the concentration of risk agents and the time of consumption cannot be changed, and reduce the contact time if the risk agent concentration and consumption pattern cannot be changed. Keywords: accumulate carcinogenic intake management water treatment. You can read full article at gjesm.net.